Iraq ponders the question, what's in a name? South Sudan makes headlines for fragility. And as a translation team nears a goal, the celebrations are already beginning in South Asia. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. When the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria shortens its name to just Islamic State, it means trouble. That ominous announcement came over the weekend. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains.
They have now declared a caliphate across this region. They have declared the leader of ISIS as the new caliph, who essentially is taking the title as the leader of the world's Muslim people.
The new regime in Iraq is anything but benevolent. Quite the opposite if you're not a Sunni Muslim.
We know there are stories of them crucifying other Muslims. We know there are stories of them persecuting Christians, taking over areas, forcing the Christians to sign a dhimmi agreement, pay the jizya tax that is designed to redeem their lives, and really putting them under the boot of their version of radical Sunni Islam.
Worse than the Taliban, a trail of blood follows this group so extreme that even Al-Qaeda cut ties.
As far as open ministry, that is not something that ISIS is going to tolerate, particularly outreach, evangelism, sharing the gospel with Muslims.
Pray for the Christians remaining. They're deep underground. Pray they stay strong in their faith. We've got some links to help you encourage them at missionnetworknews.org. Next, the Supreme Court sided with Hobby Lobby yesterday, declaring their ability to opt out of providing contraceptive health care to employees due to religious convictions. Bethany Christian Services was one ministry particularly glad to hear the news. Bill Blackwire of Bethany says,
sometimes with this kind of situation, Christians think, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to change. And there again, I think it shows through prayer and faith and standing up what victories could be won.
Blackwire says, though this case had to do with a for-profit Christian organization, it's a step to retain the religious freedoms for all Christian organizations, such as Bethany.
We believe that our freedom of religion and our faith speaks to all our walks of life, not just to where we worship. So I think it's a great ruling.
You're listening to Mission Network News. South Sudan has been named as one of the world's most fragile nations. Mark Kelly of Baptist Global Response shares more.
People are suffering horribly. Tens of thousands of people have been displaced into about 30 refugee camps that are located in extremely inhospitable areas. Even if a ceasefire actually took hold and worked, a food crisis is still very, very likely to emerge.
BGR is working with their partners on a relief project that focuses on getting clean water to refugees. Help fund their efforts at our website. Another primary focus is the gospel.
Families in a horrible crisis situation like this are very open to a word of hope, and they're looking for some ray of hope in the midst of all this difficulty.
Ask God to protect workers who are telling the refugees about Christ.
Pray that as partners talk with them about Jesus, that they would understand the love of God.
Meanwhile, God's gifted us with the tools to detect upcoming hardships. With the possibility of famine in South Sudan, Food for the Hungry is fortunately able to do something about it. Violence has displaced people and closed access points. And while many refugees are returning home to plant crops, they really don't have anything to plant. Food for the Hungry is dropping seed and food packets by air. Read the full article online to find out how they're doing this and how you can get involved. And there's a reason to rejoice in South Asia. One of the region's 500-plus languages is about to gain access to God's Word. According to Audio Scripture Ministries, recordings of the New Testaments in Maithili are nearly complete. These recordings will allow 30 million people in Nepal and India to hear the gospel in their heart language. So pray the day of completion arrives soon, and pray for the workers who can carry God's Word to those who've never heard about Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the book, Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller. It's free from Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. You can get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.